Okay, thank you, guys.
Uta, I hope your student's dream doesn't turn into your nightmare.
Well,
I think we'll have a
reality check for everybody, including me.
I think we'll have a good time.
The next project up was the Thule Greenland project with Jeff Welker, but he's not online. I can tell you that they're investigating the physical, chemical, and biological processes that control carbon exchange between cold and dry terrestrial ecosystems and the atmosphere in order to advance the understanding and the quantification of global carbon and water cycling. And we have more about their project on the website, and so if you have questions about what Jeff is doing, you can post questions or email him directly. But and I don't know about his expectations, but we do have John online. So what are your expectations in working with Jeff and his crew?
Well, I think this is just a great opportunity to experience a whole different type of field research. I've become really, really concerned over the years that we have a lot of people that are beginning to teach science that aren't getting involved in research opportunities. And one of the things that I want to take away is not just opportunities to share good field research with my students, but also the importance of staying in touch with science as a field with my colleagues. I went to a presentation last weekend that just kind of summarizes my observation, in which one of the speakers mentioned about teaching high school students for an entire year without ever doing a hands-on activity. And those things concern me. But that's a different part. That just has to do with the professional development end. I think this is an absolutely fantastic opportunity to bring an environment and share pictures and experience that my students are starting to ask questions about live in real time. We watched the film The Day After Tomorrow in one class, and I had 3 weeks' worth of questions, and so the Arctic and what's happening there and the questions with global climate change are on the minds of all of the students here in Missouri, and this is just a real opportunity to bring those questions and issues alive to them, and that's what I hope to do through the journals and the experience and speaking to kids and speaking to community groups. And it's just going to be, for me, a chance to see another part of the world and try to bring that home and all its fascinating experiences to people here, back here in Missouri.
Great. Thanks, John.
I just think it's just a great opportunity, and I can't wait to share it. What's that?
I said thank you.